Greetings, all. This is Brian Bira, CFO of Charlotte Rescue Mission, with your paycheck message for December 9th, 2022. I am a numbers guy, obviously, so let me give you a number. 359. That's the number of times the term thanks or some form of that word is found in Scripture. Add to that another 663 for the number of times joy or some form of that word is found. That's a total of 1,022. Let's just round it up and say over 1,000. Based on those stats, do you have any doubt that the giving of thanks or rejoicing over things is a high priority to God? In fact, it is not only a high priority to Him, it is a command to us. The Apostle Paul, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, in his first letter to the believers in Thessalonica, said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Folks say that they are searching for God's will for them when it is already clearly given to them. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks in all circumstances. That's His will for us. So why am I breaching this subject today? Because we are in this time of year that is bracketed by three celebrated holidays, each about a month apart from the next. First, Halloween, which, as anyone who knows me will attest to, is not a particular favorite of mine. But that's another podcast for another day. That holiday has exploded in popularity over the years, even challenging Christmas in the decorations department. Then we have Thanksgiving, which seems to come and go pretty quickly. And the Christmas season, right on its heels with our culture, has turned into an over-the-top cacophony of lights, glitter, angels, reindeer, elves, inflatable lawn monstrosities, Hallmark movies, and a jolly North Pole dweller. All in good fun, of course, up to a point. But unfortunately, often, and in our culture, intentionally, drawing us away from the point of it all, namely the incarnation of the Son of God. Make no mistake, I love Christmas. I love the Christmas season. But I love Thanksgiving, too, partly because it's the one holiday that the secular culture has not found a way to distort like it does with Christmas and Easter. But, well, why does it seem to just fly past us so we jump headlong into the Christmas hoopla? We barely give it a chance to really sink in. Is it us, or is it the culture we live in? Maybe it's because there is no Thanksgiving season, no bona fide decorations, no Thanksgiving carols, no gift giving. But wait, no gift giving? It's really all about giving, the giving of humble thanks to the giver of all good gifts. But here's the rub. Who are we thanking? In this increasingly secular culture, our gracious, truly gift-giving, sovereign God has no place at the table. So if folks don't buy into all that God stuff, who exactly are they thanking? Some big happenstance of the cosmos? The luck of the draw on being so fortunate? The fact that they have so much going their way? It really makes no sense. Gone is the original intent of the celebration. Gone is the original spirit of the day. Because in so many households, gone is the only real object, no, person of thanksgiving. But we who are Christ followers do know the object, the person, to whom we offer thanks. And He bestows gifts, material, relational, spiritual, out of His endless bounty to a world full of gift receivers who by no means deserve them. So why rush things? Bask for a while in the richness of His kindness, His mercy, His incredible grace to us whom He has drawn to Himself. Give thanks continually in all circumstances. We're commanded to, and we should want to. Dwell often on all we have to be thankful for, and don't let that heart set be pushed out of the way too fast by all the Christmas stuff. move into the Christmas season with a heart full of thanks so that we can really experience with continued thanksgiving the best gift the world ever received. So happy belated Thanksgiving. Oh, and a couple final numbers here. Only 16 days until Christmas, and only 350 days until next Thanksgiving. Enjoy your holidays. Thank you.